I don't know if you got that. We have to, listen, prophets in this room, you have to stop thinking that you're the most spiritual thing that ever touched the planet because of the way your gift works. I'm telling you, a pastor who has never had a vision is just as spiritual as you. John the Baptist was called the greatest prophet of the Old Testament. Never did a single miracle. Never called down fire. Never made an axe head float. Never made the Red Sea part. And Jesus said, he's the greatest prophet of the Old Testament. Miracles do not distinguish you as a greater person than somebody else. This is huge, guys. Listen, pastors, prophets, the two greatest offices that we need in our lives are teachers and pastors. Yes, you need apostles in your life. I'm talking about daily. Like, you need, I'll talk about why later, but you need apostolic relationships. That's important. But what's going to save your life, prophets, is pastors and teachers. They're going to save your life. They're going to make sure you have a marriage. They're going to make sure that you're not a heretic. And they are every bit as spiritual as you are, even though the way their gift works is completely different than yours. Listen, we need to teach our young prophets and prophetic people what I just said. Because one of the struggles that prophetic people have is, well, I see angels, I see demons, I know the future, and this guy is my leader. I can tell you people, Daniel and I, we've had, I don't know how many conversations about this with people who've come. It's like, I don't know what to do with my pastor. No, he's just not clued in. We all know what that means. You know, you may say it 100 different ways, but basically you're saying, my pastor's not spiritual, and I am. I just don't know what to do with the guy or with the gal. Now, let me tell you, the problem's not your pastor. The problem is you. You think too highly of yourself, and you're not valuing the way that God deals with them. And I'm going to tell you who's going to have the fall. It isn't going to be him. It's going to be you. This is maybe the wrong time to share this, but it's I have such an unction for what I'm sharing right now. When you give someone a word, whether it's if you're trusted in your leadership team or whether you give it to an individual, your responsibility is over. Selah.